Good morning. Steve's thought for the day on this yet another beautiful morning on this Tuesday morning. I really do trust that you're all okay as we venture through some of these psalms this week. I want to focus on a psalm for a few minutes this morning that I love. I've read it many times, but I was initially brought to it when somebody in a prayer for me shared this psalm as a specific and significant one for me and my family and the work that I do. Let me read it to you. It's Psalm 112. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, and their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honour. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. Some of you may recall this, but I remember when I was a kid, there was a programme that was widely watched called The Good Life. And it was the comparison of two neighbours, those of you that remember it. One who were, very middle class and all the trappings that go with it in a sort of pompous way. And another couple who were trying to live very much from the land. Everything was homemade. And the comparison was just beautiful and funny and witty and not political. And I thought about that when I read this psalm. What is the good life that we pursue? If I asked people the question about what is a good life, would they just put it down to sort of sand, sun, sea, sangria? Or are there deeper things about our lives that make life a good life beyond the 2 weeks in the sun that we hopefully can get back to enjoy in the years that lay ahead? There are a number of things, and time doesn't allow me, out of this psalm that I'd love to just pull out. I look at it and I see stability, generosity, integrity. It talks about they will have no fear of bad news because their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. But it all goes back to the first verse. All these promises are fabulous, and I take hold of them for me and my family and those beyond that I have any influence over. But the root of it is just found in the opening statements. Blessed are those who fear the Lord and find great delight in his commands. And then the other verses beyond that just roll out of that. That's the basis, that's the grow bag for all that you see beyond, the no fear of bad news, the generosity, the good that will come. Fear of the Lord is very obvious and simple. It's about respect. It's about awe. It's about submission. And so my urge to you on this beautiful morning in the middle of this lockdown is to truly fear the Lord. Have that respect. Stand in awe of him. And out of that, submit to the fact that we cannot hold a candle to the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And on that basis, I fear the Lord. And out of that fear of the Lord, the promise of God comes into my life and I can stand secure, stable, being generous, full of integrity. Make a great day today. May God bless you as I pray now for God's richest blessing on your life. I pray that everyone in the sound of this thought this morning will know what it truly is to fear you. Fill us with your incredible presence, and may the promise that comes, particularly through this psalm today, be ours as we stand true in our relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't have a great day, make a great day. Carpe diem. Bless you all.